Hello, welcome to the Psychology of Attractiveness podcast. I'm Rob Burris. In this month's episode, how being watched by someone who's attractive can make you more trustworthy. We also find out how the type of relationship you're looking for might be related to your ability to read faces, and discover whether it's the face or the body that contributes most to a person's physical attractiveness. This is the September edition of the Psychology of Attractiveness podcast from oraclelab.co.uk. Research has shown that we prefer to cooperate with attractive people. This is probably because being nice to people we find attractive makes them want to be nice to us in return. But if attractive people are treated better, does this experience lead them to be more trusting? That's what Finlay Smith and colleagues at the University of Aberdeen sought to find out. In a study published online on the 14th of August in the journal Evolution and Human Behaviour, they had volunteers play an economic trust game over the internet. The rules of the game went like this. The first player made a decision to trust or not to trust the second player to split a sum of money. The second player then made a decision to repay the first player's trust with kindness or cruelty by offering a selfish or unselfish split of the cash. If they were feeling friendly, they might offer 70% of the pot, but if they were feeling mean, they might think 10% was all their partner deserved. Each participant played the game 8 times, ostensibly with a different partner. In one round, participants could see the other player on their screen, but were told that the other player couldn't see them. In the second round, the tables were turned. The participants couldn't see the other player, but the other player could see them. In the third round, the participants saw and were seen by their partner. And in the fourth round, they couldn't see their partner, and their partner couldn't see them. As well as manipulating the visibility of the players, the researchers also had participants' attractiveness rated by 10 independent judges. They found that when participants were visible to their game partners, they were more trusting, but the effect of visibility was stronger for attractive participants. When they were visible, good-looking people put greater faith in their partners to make a fair split. Conversely, less attractive people trusted their partners less when their face could be seen. This shows that attractive people are aware that others are likely to treat them favourably, so they come to expect agreeable behaviour, and that makes them more trusting. Gorgeousness might not equal gullibility, but the next time you need to borrow some cash, you'll know who to ask. The best looking person in the room. One of the most important concepts in the field of attractiveness psychology is sociosexuality, which describes a person's interest in short-term versus long-term relationships. A person with an unrestricted sociosexual orientation is more willing to engage in short-term sexual liaisons, while a person with a more restricted sociosexual orientation is more geared towards committed and sexually exclusive partnerships. But do unrestricted people express preferences for partners with a particular appearance? Donald Sacco of Miami University conducted 2 experiments to test this question, the results of which were published in the November issue of the journal Personality and Individual Differences. In the first experiment, 63 people completed the Sociosexual Orientation Inventory, or SOI, a short questionnaire that reveals whether a person is restricted or unrestricted. They then rated the attractiveness of a series of faces that had been manipulated to appear either more or less symmetrical than normal. Previous research has shown that symmetrical faces are more attractive, and this is thought to be because people who are more resistant to disease are able to grow more symmetrical faces and bodies. If a robust immune system can be passed from parent to child, it makes sense to be more attracted to healthier, symmetrical partners. Sacco found that unrestricted people, those more open to short-term flings, had stronger preferences for facial symmetry, and this makes sense if we think of short-term relationships as being motivated by a desire to spread one's genes. When a relationship is fleeting, the sole investment a person makes in their partner is genetic. It's only when we choose partners for longer relationships that we should expect to see preferences for additional traits, such as commitment, parenting ability, and conscientiousness. So a fondness for facial symmetry might make unrestricted people more successful at finding fitter partners. In his second study, Sacco showed 148 people a new set of faces. This time, the faces displayed smiles. Half of the time, the smiles were genuine, performed in response to something funny or pleasurable, and the remaining half of the time, they were deceptive. The participants' task was to determine whether each smile was real or fake. Because smiling is important when it comes to attracting partners, people with an unrestricted SOI who are interested in attracting multiple partners should be better at discriminating real smiles from fake. And this is exactly what Sacco found. Sexually open people were more accomplished smile spotters, though only when looking at female faces. If you're interested in completing the SOI yourself and finding out if your sociosexual orientation is restricted or unrestricted, I've put a link to the questionnaire on the blog. You can find that by heading to oraclelab.co.uk and clicking on podcasts. Finally this month, physical appearance is just one aspect of attractiveness, but we all know it's pretty important when it comes to choosing a partner. What we're not too sure about is the relative importance of the different aspects of physical appearance. Elle Macpherson, aka The Body, is well known for her famous curves, while much more attention is paid to Lily Cole's face than her figure. So does the body or the face impact more upon a person's overall attractiveness? Tom Curry of the University of Tokyo and Tony Little of the University of Stirling carried out an experiment to find the answer. They photographed men and women twice. The first photograph was a close-up of the face, and the second was a shot of the body from the neck down. These images were rated for attractiveness by 127 men and 133 women. First, the raters saw the faces and bodies separately, and then they saw them together on the same screen. The researchers found that the attractiveness of the combined images, the ones that included both the body and the face, were predicted best by ratings of facial attractiveness, suggesting that the face is more important to overall attractiveness than the body. Interestingly, the researchers also found that body attractiveness is more important to men when they're rating a woman's attractiveness for a short-term relationship. This means that men might pay more attention to a woman's figure when they're after a one-night stand, and they'll be less interested in shapely curves when planning for a more lasting relationship. That's all for this episode. If you'd like to find out more about the research featured in today's show, you can visit www.oraclelab.co.uk and click on podcasts. I've also recently started a new podcast, 1 Minute Evpsych, that highlights the newest findings from evolutionary psychology in easy-to-digest 1 minute chunks. The first episode is about the evolution of phobias. You can find it on the website or by searching for 1 Minute Evpsych on iTunes. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Psychology of Attractiveness podcast. I'm Rob Burris.